20 days before recall, Larry Elder's ex-fiance files police report about alleged 2015 incident. By Joel B. Polak on August 26, 2021. Alexandra Dadig, the ex-fiance of conservative talk radio host Larry Elder, filed a police report Wednesday in an effort to substantiate accusations she recently made against him in Politico as he challenges Governor Gavin Newsom, D, in a recall. The Los Angeles Times reported. Larry Elder's one-time fiancé said she filed the report with Los Angeles police Wednesday over an incident 6 years ago in which she said Elder checked to see whether his gun was loaded during an argument about the couple's breakup. Alexandra Dadig's statement to police also included a new allegation that Elder pushed her in 2014 during what she called a fit of drug-induced anger. She said Elder told her, "I don't want you." Dadig has opposed Elder in his campaign to replace Governor Gavin Newsom in the California recall election. She said she filed the report because of Elder's denial and the hostile reactions to her on social media that came after she went public with the claims last week. Politico reported last Thursday that Dadig claimed that Elder had brandished a gun at her. Elder denied the claim. In a subsequent interview on KFIAM 640, Dadig softened her claim, saying that he had merely shown her the gun. "He took out the .45 revolver, I have a picture of the gun because I fired it at a shooting range. And he checked if, he opened the chamber to check if all the bullets were inside. The gun was always there, it was loaded. He wanted me to see that he was opening a chamber. And he closed it, and he put it back in the drawer. But he wanted to make sure that I saw it." Dadig also admitted, after questioning by the hosts, that the couple were not arguing at the time, it was not a shouting match. She still maintained that Elder was angry at that moment, but could not say why. "I just don't even know." She went on to say that Elder was not qualified to be governor of California, and also cited his age. "I'm communicating that Larry Elder cannot serve in an official capacity and serve 39 million Californians at 69 years of age, where he can barely walk, and he's a senior citizen." Newsom's predecessor, Governor Jerry Brown, served until he was over 80 years old. She speculated that Elder might threaten or harm staff members in the governor's office if he won the recall election. The hosts commented after the interview ended that it seemed to have been the Twilight Zone, and that they had heard that Dadig's story had been turned down by other news outlets before being published by Politico last week. Elder has led in most polls of potential replacements for Governor Newsom. Polls also show Newsom in danger of removal. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.